I take a deep breath and grit my teeth. Now I do take offense, but I'm also trying to listen underneath for what Kara's really saying. And I figure the reason she calls the Maidu strange is because she feels left out. First of all, I say, you people includes you. And we keep our traditions because we're all that's left of the original people who lived all up and down this coast. Kara is silent for a minute. Then she asks, what happened to everyone? Now, this is a story I know backwards and forwards, inside and out. You know where Oroville is now? In Butte County, California? Well, the Maidu lived just north of there, in the Concow Valley. They'd migrate up to the grassy lake in the summer, then back down in the fall. They probably did this for hundreds of years. Then, in 1828, they met a fur trapper named Jedediah Smith. He and some other trappers stayed for about 6 months with us in the winter camp. They probably traded things and exchanged ideas. So far, so good, right? Then the word spread. By 1836, the Hudson Bay Company had sent lots more trappers to our territory. This was the Maidu's first contact with European Americans, so our bodies had no defense against their diseases. At one point, a malaria epidemic swept through our villages. More than 800 people died. Then more people came. You know why? Gold was discovered in 1849. Then the Concow Territory was absolutely overrun by gold seekers and settlers. You can just imagine what happened. First, our natural food sources were spread really thin. So, of course, conflicts broke out. Then the government sent an Indian agent to negotiate treaties. That may sound nice, like they wanted to help restore peace, but their real goal was to drive us out of our homeland and onto reservations. So eventually, in 1851, a treaty of peace and friendship promised the Maidu 277 square miles of land. That was too good to be true. Later that year, the government rejected the treaty. I guess they figured, why should they give us foothills that held gold-bearing quartz or valleys where farmers wanted to settle? So a few years later, the government drove the Maidu from the foothills to a reserve called the Nome Lackey Reservation. Meanwhile, about 800 more of our people died from a whole list of diseases: pneumonia, influenza, tuberculosis, smallpox, and cholera.